It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being forced to do a split. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
On the show, School of Fools, our appearance on American Greed, Scamming Scammers, and Walmart has a controversial display, and other issues. Walmart's having issues.
Yes, they are having problems. Oh, boy.
Oh, the smokeronis.
Yes. But first, something that I find disconcerting, and we'll see if everybody else on the show does. Trump administration is up to something. They're up to a lot of things.
Yeah.
They're up to elbows and other things. They're up to things.
Please be more specific.
Never a dull moment with the Trump administration.
I'd say not.
For those of you who were bored with Obama, this is the presidency for you.
Clean up and aisle everything.
It's like the Trump administration sees Game of Thrones people. Oh, there's so much going on in Game of Thrones, I can't follow everything. And the Trump administration goes, hold my beer. So this story is not being as widely reported, but this is something I think a lot of us should pay attention to. The Trump administration is demanding web host provider DreamHost turn over the logs of over 1.3 million visitors to an anti-Trump website it hosts, the company has revealed. The order demanded that the company provide, quote, all information available, including its owner and its visitors, a political activism and protest organizing website against the current Trump administration. The website, known as Disrupt J20... is a political organization that planned a mass protest for the inauguration of then-President-elect Donald Trump in January. Several purported members of the organization were arrested for alleged violent conduct during the protest. DreamHost has, however, confirmed the order demanded the company hand over, quote, contact information, email content, and photos of thousands of people to determine, quote, who simply visited the website, the company said. The company argued that the data included logs and specific identifiable information which allow the government to build a comprehensive list of names who oppose the Trump administration. Specifically, the company argued that the warrant not only aims to identify the political dissidents of the current administration, but attempts to identify and understand what content each of these dissidents viewed on the website. That information could be used to identify any individuals who use this site to exercise and express political speech protected under the Constitution's First Amendment, the blog post read. DreamHost, as a result, filed its opposition to the order last month, arguing that the search warrant, quote, violates the Fourth Amendment against unreasonable searches and seizures. A D.C. Superior Court judge ruled DreamHost will have to turn over computer user information, including email addresses, to the Justice Department. I find this alarming.
I do, too.
Because, you know, if you happen to be a Trump supporter, that's fine. But take that red hat off for a second and think about next time your party or somebody you don't like is in power.
Right.
Do you want them doing that to you? I understand a lot of people like Trump and all, but this is not really about Trump. I mean, would you want the Obama administration or Hillary to be able to monitor what you were doing if you were, you know, planning to protest something she would do? This is very alarming to me. To me, this reminds me of, like, the Patriot Act after 9/11.
Yes.
Where George W. allowed a lot of spying on us. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people on the left go, okay, well, Obama's coming into the office. Maybe he'll repeal some of this stuff. And Obama, like, doubled down on it and went further on it.
Which was crazy.
Yeah. Once you give up your civil liberties...
Nobody gives them back.
You don't get them back.
Nope.
So I find this alarming. Joe, I know you're a Trump guy, but...
No, the judge ruled correctly on that. It is intrusive. And basically, it's on what they're actually looking for. Was this site full of radical people, or people just expressing their opinion, or people just
said a couple of people were violent at the protest. I get that, but everything has video cameras now. You can't be in a public place, especially where they were protesting. I'm sure things were videoed. You don't need that to identify people. You don't need the website information.
You don't need 1.3 million people's information to catch a couple of bad apples.
Right. It's an overreach.
It's phishing.
Yeah. It is an overreach, because if you had that, it just seems that you have all these other people in there. You know, and people have the right to their opinion. Yeah, I'm a Trump fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I disagree with a lot of people that the anti-Trump people say. However, what comes around goes around.
Now, keep in mind, this is also the administration that, in the name of finding fraudulent voters, 3 million to 5 million, which has never been proven.
Right.
Which the heads of all the election boards, which very many of these states are Republican, said none of it has happened.
But gerrymandering did.
But that's not what we're talking about.
Now. I know. Said,
but in the name of that, the Trump administration asked for voter information.
Right.
Which,
and no.
This seems just like that. They're trying to find out who's with us, who's against us.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I'm very suspicious of that type of thing. And if the left was doing it, I'd be saying the same thing. I was outspoken against with some of the stuff the Obama administration was doing with our data as far as a cell phone and going to Verizon and AT&T
and asking for that information.
I'm very consistent on this type of thing.
Yeah, no, when they're fishing for our personal information, I mean, okay, there's one thing that we've said because it's been brought up to us with many of the tech articles that we've read and talked about, that you have this feeling that you're anonymous on the internet, but nobody's truly anonymous on the internet.
Right.
There are ways to always find it out. However, being able to hand over all our information part and parcel because the government asked for it.
Yes.
Because we want to find who our enemies are.
It's bad enough when a third party company has your information and wants to start selling you stuff based on what you see and what you do. But when you start giving it to the government, this is like 1984.
It is.
Let's say there was a certain person that they saw on there that was in the video, they show like a limousine on fire. Let's say they showed a person with like that blatant, you could see this person setting fire to this limo.
Right.
And they have the guy's name and they see he's connected to this. They could lawfully ask for a subpoena to try to get the guy's information.
If you want to build the case to get that one specific person,
but the
whole lot of it, you can't do that.
Right. Yeah. And the judge, DreamHost is calling it a win because the judge really narrowed down what they could have. I don't think it's a win at all.
No.
I don't think, because we're whittling away at our civil liberties. We're making the internet smaller and smaller.
Right. Absolutely. And, well, I mean, look, whenever you watch the cop shows and they go to get a search warrant, and if the police go in and they just start rifling through everything and just like go on a fishing expedition, and it's like, oh, we found something else over here. Well, you didn't have a search warrant for the garage. You only had it for the house. Those things have to be very specific because it's not like, well, let's just walk around and see what we can find to get them in trouble. It's only if you have specific instructions to look for a specific
thing. That's part of the
thing.
Trump administration's complaint about the Mueller investigation. Mm-hmm. They feel like Mueller is really broadening it out too much.
Right.
They want it to be much more narrow, and Mueller's saying, well, no, we need to go into this, that, the other thing. It probably depends on what your political persuasion is, whether you think they're right or wrong.
Right.
But on the one hand, the Trump administration is making the argument that it needs to be narrow, and on the other hand, they're like, we want to see it all.
Right.
They're not consistent, which, you know, is not unique to them.
Right.
It's a human being thing.
I think I misunderstood something you said. You said DreamHost said that you...
DreamHost considers this a win.
Now, let me say, why do you say it's not a win? It is actually a win. I'm a little confused
because
on that.
Because they're still giving away 1.3 million email addresses to the government. Once you get an email address, you get 1.3 million email addresses, it's pretty easy to find out who owns those email addresses because not a lot of people aren't smart enough to create...
They turned it over?
They're going to. They're allowed to. The judge said they're allowed to.
Okay.
The judge said DreamHost has to turn over 1.3 million email addresses, if I'm understanding this properly.
Yeah, because I thought the judge ruled against it.
No. The judge narrowed down. The Trump administration wanted photographs. They wanted this, that, the other. What websites they visited. The Trump administration really tried to shoot the moon, which you do. When you're trying to get a case, you try to get as much as you can.
Yeah, what page on the site were they reading? How long were they reading it? Because you can get stats for all of that.
Exactly. But the judge, I think, if I'm understanding this properly, the judge said no to that, but you can have email addresses and probably some
other
things.
In that one respect, no, it was not a win.
Yeah, it's
right.
not a win.
So DreamHost must really think that they're up against it.
If they thought that they did well with only that.
Joe, I know you're a fan of Donald Trump. I get that. But he does have autocratic tendencies.
Yes.
And this is very alarming. And like I said, I'd be as upset if it was Hillary or whatever Democrat you want. It's not an anti-Trump thing as far as I'm concerned. It's like I'm seeing
it's an anti-free speech thing.
Since 9/11, we are giving away our civil liberties in the name. Usually it's in fighting terrorism. This isn't fighting terrorism. This is a couple of jerks who maybe assaulted somebody. Believe me, press charges, arrest them. I have no issue with that.
Yeah, nobody wants those people. Nobody wants people at what's supposed to be a peaceable assembly to protest something. Nobody wants violence. Some people want violence, and arrest them.
But here's the bottom.
Arrest them.
Yeah. But you have to have probable cause. It's like if you're in a thing and let's say it was a group fight and they arrest you, there's probable cause to arrest you or a whole group thing until they find out who's innocent. But in this case, it's so many people. You can't do that.
I think this is going to change how people act online. People who are made aware of this. This should be a much bigger story.
Yeah.
Than it is.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
like if I was very politically active online outside of what I post on Facebook,
but
I don't go to websites or anything. I'm not trying to organize anything.
But Facebook is still something on the web,
right? But
all
my settings are to private. But like if I was somebody who was politically active and all, and I thought the Big Brother could spy on me, it would definitely change my behavior, and that's what we all need to be concerned about. All right, School of Fools. When we come back.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
Well, kids, school's back in session. You know, a lot of kids are going back to school. Not everybody. A lot of kids are going back to school. And so that means horrible things are going on in the schools.
Of course.
And that means we're going to tell you about them. Let me just get my School of Fools.
I saw some very depressed high schoolers marching their way to school this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were not in the best of moods.
Mm. All right. Here we go. Ring around the rosy, bucket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down. Shame, shame, shame. School of Fools. All right, here's the first one. I don't have to tell you guys about it because we actually have clips this week. It's nice.
High school this morning are finding out their principal is on leave as well as the cheerleading coach. You probably know him and don't even know it. He's this guy, Ozell Williams. He's known for backflipping down the field the last few years at Broncos games and CU games. He's the coach in videos that we've obtained that show cheerleaders forced into splits. Videos that we're about to show you that are hard to watch. This is Allie. She gave us this video of her being forced into the splits at a cheerleading practice in June. In 24 seconds, she screams, "Please stop," 9 times. We have 8 total videos, all difficult to watch and listen to. We sat down with 3 of the cheerleaders and their moms and learned the school was sent Allie's video on June 15th, and yet an investigation did not start until yesterday, one day after we started asking the district questions.
This is a grown man pushing my 13-year-old girl so hard against her will while she's crying and screaming for him to stop that he's ripping tissues in her body.
Allie's mom, Kirsten, sent this email to the school on June 15th. It starts with, "I have attached a video of the 4 splits she and her other team members were forced to do at cheerleading camp and practices. It ends with, "My husband and I would like to know what the administration is going to do about my daughter's injury and how it happened." In a statement late last night, Superintendent Tom Boasberg wrote 6 paragraphs. This was the 6th. "With regards to certain videos, I cannot state strongly enough, as the superintendent of the school district and as the father of 2 high school-age daughters, that the images and actions depicted are extremely distressing and absolutely contrary to our core values as a public..."
Did you guys see the videos?
No.
I saw the one that we're doing now,
What in the bloody hell?
What was he thinking?
There's a grown man pushing down on a 13-year-old girl's like shoulders, trying to force her to do a split.
And like pushing really hard.
Not even Jack Daniels involved. I get that if we're just having a good time.
Oh, wait. Do we watch the same? Yeah, no. We probably did watch the same video. It was insane. That's not how you train to do a split.
No.
You push down on the body.
And nobody knows more about spreading their legs than Pip Helix. So listen to
our people. So I am the expert on this particular part of the show.
It's kind of creepy.
Kind of creep, you think?
Yeah, a lot of creep.
You think?
He's trying to crack her open. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
No, it looks like he's trying to, like, crack her. It's just horrible.
Is that how you...
No, that's not how you do it, stupid. That's why we're covering it. If that's how you did it, it wouldn't be a story.
No, that's not. I mean, you stretch and stretch and stretch to train to do
that,
it.
No, exactly. You there's all sorts of stretching exercises. And some people just are not that flexible. Their body is not made that way, so they can't do that thing. You know what happens to those girls? They go on the bottom of the pyramid. It's okay.
Yeah. They're the ones that catch the girls that, like, bounce up in the air and then jump into your arms.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Not everybody needs to be able to stick their head in between their crotch. It's a lovely ability if
you have it. Yes, they do. Yes,
they do. All right, Pip, I'll be pushing on your back after the show.
Excellent.
Oh, my God.
No, it's terrible.
If it was my kid, I wouldn't be asking what the school is going to be doing. There'd be a lawsuit.
Yeah.
And you know this guy, this has been going on for a while. I don't think he just came upon, hey, I'm going to stretch some kids the old-fashioned way like pretzel dough. I don't think that happened.
Yeah, no, and you know what? The lawsuit would be because I just went marching down to the school and, like, beat the bloody pulp into him.
Yeah.
Because no.
And once again, somebody filmed it. I know. Well, how does this happen?
Everybody's got a phone!
I understand, but here's the thing. Teachers of the world, if you're going to abuse your kids, make sure everybody has their phones in their cubby holes.
It was one of the other girls probably videotaping.
Yes,
it with
I understand.
Their phone,
but don't you see somebody's got a GoPro or an Android or something? Go, hey, shut it off! I'm going to do something awful here.
If you thought he was awful, would he do it 11 times? It seems like he makes a practice.
How do you think this is good?
It's not.
Not you. I mean, how does he think it's good?
I don't know. Oh, it's good.
Joe's looking at me like, what's the issue? I don't understand.
No, there is an issue, of course. I don't know. Maybe he, I don't know. Maybe
there are a bunch of babies.
Coach the boys' football team and wants to do things.
Really? Really?
I don't know.
Is that what you do with the center?
I don't.
You shove a football up his rear end so the quarterback can get a nice hand on it. Yeah. No, that's not what you do. Hold on, Johnny. Let me get this up there so Petey was able to take the snap properly.
Now,
don't worry. You'll like it. What are you talking about?
Now, hold still while I spin it because I can't feel the threads.
I like
laces up, kids. Laces.
I like the way I just made it maybe a random assessment. He's banging his fist on the towel. How dare you say that? I'm adamant about it. No, I don't know.
Tissues have been stretched.
I'm not sure what that meant exactly, but I'm
it
sure.
Means, it
but
means
the legs.
She has internal damage. That's what it means.
Yeah.
I mean, these kids were like 13, 12, 13.
Yeah,
13-year-old girls. This isn't a Guns N' Roses video. This isn't My Michelle. Chances are most of these girls are not used to spreading their legs like that.
No. No.
No, also, you know, in that age, I mean, you know, you can hurt them. And
Yeah, you can hurt them.
Yes.
As you can hear by the screen.
Mentally
saying,
and physically,
yes.
Yeah.
No, please stop. That's usually a clue that she needs more booze.
Yeah.
And at first she's trying to be like, this is not acceptable. But then she starts, like, really crying.
Yeah.
And it's no.
Do you ever have a teacher or a coach that abused your body?
That sounds personal. No.
I think I did.
Really?
Freshman year of baseball in high school, we were throwing every day.
Mm.
Throwing baseballs every day. And not just a couple times. Because I was a pitcher.
Yeah.
So we were throwing all the time. And sometimes the balls, I think, were wet. And everything, which is just even a heavier ball, and that I think that's really why I still have some of the shoulder issues I have today. Because now they baby kids more.
Yeah,
I think there's a happy medium, but we were throwing way too much.
Well, they baby pitchers more. They get a day off.
There was a story in Long Island last month. There was a football training camp over by where I live, and what they do is they have this log, and the guys have to carry this log as a strength and conditioning.
Oh, I know the story. Yeah.
The log slipped, fell, and killed a kid.
Yeah.
You know, so
here's my rule of thumb. If you need a lumberjack, don't do that exercise. That's my rule of thumb.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I don't understand why people think, oh, you're just being a bunch of babies. And they push people past the point of, like, normal endurance. It's and especially kids. I don't think that you're babying or coddling them. It's just like you're not allowed to abuse them.
All right.
It's not an Arizona prison camp.
Let's get to this story quickly. I see what you did there. I'm not going down that road.
Unless you're a size 0 or a 2 and you wear something like that, even though you're not fat, you look fat.
Controversy swirling this morning over the comments you just heard from the principal at Stratford High School. This is Macy McLeod. It's live for us in the studio this morning. Macy, what are students and parents saying this morning?
Well, parents tell us these comments happened during a start of the school year meeting about dress code. and they say Stratford's principal Heather Taylor's comments were discouraging students from wearing leggings as pants. Now, many mothers say their daughters already struggle with body image, and comments like this one don't help their self-confidence.
It was really hurtful because I felt like my size made me look, you know, disgusting towards someone in the clothes that I wear, because I wear leggings outside of school and I wear leggings when I go and hang out with my friends, and to think that someone would think I looked like a stuffed sausage, that was kind of hurtful.
Heather Taylor did go on Facebook to provide her contact information and ask parents with concerns to reach out to her directly. We also asked the Berkeley County School District for a statement, and they said they asked.
Should principals be advising children on what clothes they should wear, what people might think of how they look in it?
This is a person with her own body issues, clearly. If she's saying that anybody who's over a size 2 is going to look
small.
Fat in
that's
leggings, that's really tiny.
Yeah, I think
really.
I think 12. I think a size 12.
What's a size? What's a size 0 anyway? A skeleton?
Oh, I've dated them. Yeah, that's like extra small.
They're really tiny.
Yeah, they're fun to throw around. No, I mean they're twigs. Yeah, I mean you can't do that.
No. No, well, I mean, if you're talking about dress code, but you're talking about aesthetics here.
Right, you
got to.
If you're talking
business.
About dress code, you're talking about dress code. That's fine. But if you start talking about aesthetics, yeah, that's a problem.
I kind of think, though, in the past, this would not have been a big story.
Well, because we talk more about eating and body dysmorphic disorders now. We talk about anorexia and such. And we didn't know about that before. But it's like this with all kinds of, you know, body disorders and things.
Well, she said you're fat. She did say not that you're fat.
Uh-huh. That really helped it.
Didn't help it?
No.
Think she should lose her job?
No, but she needs retraining.
Well, she needs to be reprimanded. Maybe have a note put in her file. I don't think she should lose her job.
A note put in her file?
Yeah.
That'll
yeah.
show her.
All right. Sometimes if you have to go to want to get hired in another district, yeah, it will.
All right. We'll talk about our appearance on American Greed when we come back.
Is Davin's Den.
Is Davin's Den.
So the episode we shot of American Greed aired last night.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
We're on TV.
We're on TV. Would have been nice if they got my name right, but hey.
They called you David, didn't they?
They most certainly. And of course, everybody has to contact me and let me know. I'm like, but they spelled my name properly.
That's the funny, because I go, did they just call him David? And I filmed our segment. I posted it.
Oh,
you know,
great.
I was eating dinner, and I got wrote it because I don't have a DVR player. I got my phone, so I just filmed it.
He ghetto recorded it.
recorded it.
Do you get those little lines of the TV
going up? But it's like it's date.
it was a nice little segment.
Yeah, it was.
Showed us awesome. Doing our thing. We were all.
Sure. I thought like they were going to concentrate, and rightly so. I mean, it's your deal. But I thought they were just going to concentrate mainly on him, and maybe we would be on the cutting room floor.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was hoping for.
That's how I plan the show every week.
Yeah, I understand that. So that's what I thought. But you know, it was pretty cool. It was very good.
My I was not happy that it looked like I ate myself.
I. Not for nothing. You look like a toad with a goatee.
Oh, man!
Wow!
Oh.
I can't even argue it. Wow!
I
was on prednisone.
Were you heavier then?
I was heavier then.
By how much?
Well, the camera adds 10 pounds.
You know what? I'm not going to doubt that.
Apparently, it was all in my face.
Well, I was working with Adam Ferrara one weekend, and he was on TV, like a Rescue Me, the week before. And, you know, they shoot those episodes maybe a month prior. And I was hanging out with him doing a show. I go, he couldn't have lost 15 pounds in 4 weeks, you know?
So, yeah, I'm probably like 10 pounds lighter now.
Yeah.
Than I was then because I've lost weight and I'm reshaping my body. But yeah, I'm like, good God.
This is not your best look.
Oh, you said, great. Everybody pile on the rabbit.
No.
And stuff it in my face because apparently I'll eat it.
No, I just saw myself in profile and the screaming inside my head is so loud I don't want to do that to our listeners. Oh,
you should put on some stretch pants.
Oh, my yellow ones.
No, but it's just like the amorphous round head. And yeah.
Look, like, my big dumb head was there too. It looked like a mountain.
Yeah, but I had a nice close-up on stupid jabbering away.
Well, what are you going to do? It's your show.
I like how they closed in on my double chin. Thanks! That was awesome.
I don't think this was part of the episode.
No, it was. Oh, God.
Yeah, so there was that. Yeah. But
I'm sorry when he said, we talked to David Rosenblum. Oh, my God, no.
But again, everybody has to let me know. I know they said it. But how can he say it? I don't understand.
I don't understand that either.
Davin's dead. We're talking to David
Rosenblum. Having two beer tonight.
You know what it could be? It could have been when they did the type, the spell check probably changed it to David.
Yeah.
You have a very unique name where if you go to try to type something, it always adjusts it to David.
But somebody said, hey, Stacy, because that's the guy who does it, Stacy yeah. Keach, I think. Hey, Stacy, you got it wrong. But I'm not going to complain to them. It's like, all right, what it is. Oh, here we go. Pile on.
No, I'm sorry. Well, no, one of our listeners is just laughing hilarious.
I'm sure I know which one it is.
Yes, yes.
He used to drive a truck. I tell him what he could do with himself, but he can't do it because his shoulder's not working. But
that's right.
Yeah, I'm aware. I know. The fans enjoy this when I'm in the barrel. I understand. I'm not. That's why
in the barrel, you were in the aquarium.
Oh,
well, looks like you should have been when it was.
All right. Not an aquarium, a pen like a whale. Stupid.
No, it's really weird because when I mean maybe it's just because you see each other every week and it's like I don't remember that you looked like that ever.
That's why I didn't post the pictures that they took. I'm like, I look huge.
Please, the picture.
I filmed everything and posted it.
What I just saw. Thanks. I just looked at it and went, myself,
it's just sitting eating dinner at home watching us.
Cool. So we did a little bit of promo. I made my first appearance, and Joe, I think, made his third on the Anthony Cumia show.
Yes.
Amazing.
Good time. Here's the thing, though. I mean, it was a good appearance. Anthony was happy. I know once I go on that thing, all the hate. All the hate. And I knew it because we jumped right into politics. He didn't even give me a chance to establish myself as something else. Because that's a very right-wing show. And as right-wing as Anthony is, his fans are even more right-wing.
Much more.
So I thought I was kind of moderate on that show because Anthony talked about some things that I could agree with. And everything. It was liberal this, liberal that.
Oh yeah,
not from Anthony.
No,
but from the, just nothing but hate. Oh. Nothing but hate.
Oh, you watched the Twitter feed?
No, I didn't see the Twitter.
Oh, no.
do tell.
I went to the. I was at the fight. Ann had the fight on the big screen over the weekend. So it's like one of the guys. I think Big A. Was going, oh, yeah, you had to see what they were saying on Twitter about Davin.
Oh, I think we already know. We lived through that when we did the show
just
there.
All hate.
Well, that's what I mentioned. I go, well, you had to see what the instant feedback was.
Just all hate.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, a couple people messaged me and I had conversations with them. But, yeah, I mean, it's just such – see, like, if we had gone into the scammer stuff and, like, maybe some nonpartisan stories first, I might have had a shot. But he went
The funny thing is that he goes to me – we go right after good evening, we go right into that. And it's like, I can't believe we did it that quick.
I didn't say I can't believe it. I just said we're going right into it,
but
aren't we?
But even said on the air, I go, don't you know what both shows are about?
I understand. but we're not going
to go right into it. That's what both shows are about.
But maybe a chance not to be hated. That's all I was
asking. I understand.
No, when you go on that show, you know that you're the goat in the T-Rex cage.
Well, I was saying on the air, I go, yeah, we do our show on Tuesday night. And I'm sitting there, and I go, you know, we were debating about something. I'm going, I can't wait to have home field advantage tomorrow.
Yeah,
but our fans aren't nasty to anybody. They'll goof on us. No, it's a different caliber of fan.
Yeah, they goof on us because they love us. Yeah. But those are just hate.
But, you know, as long as Ant was happy.
He was. No, it was a darn good show.
Good. And I did Boris and Robin's morning show on 101.5 WPDH up here.
How'd it go?
It was great. They say, you know, anytime you want to come back.
Nice.
That was a good time. I've been with Robin before, but Robin's old co-host, Coop, it used to be the Coop
and
Robin.
Oh, I remember her.
I brought you up with me. Mm-hmm. Coop passed away, so this was my first time doing the Boris and Robin show.
Oh.
So that was fun. And then later on in the day, I did the Ward and Al show on Sirius XM Canada Talks. So that was fun, too. So thank you to everybody who had us
on.
Yes,
please.
It was good. It was a good time. Enjoyed everything. And you can go to CNBC.com, American Greed. You can see the episode.
Yeah, it's great.
All right.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right. Let's do some scamming scammers. Let me find the intro music for that. All right, here we go. Dateline, August 4th, 2017. So now remember, I should back it up a little bit. And remember, at one point she was like really nasty to me.
Yeah.
And then she kind of like was sweet.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I was sold.
Oh, you think so?
I think my account was sold.
You don't think she's a Sour Patch Kid?
No, I don't think she's a Sour Patch Kid. And we felt in the past with other times we scam scammers that I've been sold. Because this was such a 180.
Well, the whole demeanor changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You can tell when there's a different person writing.
So I kind of feel like somebody has, you know what, I'm not getting anything out of this guy. You take him. I probably sold cheap.
You were.
Maybe for a yak to be named later. I don't know. you think I was sold?
I'm not sure yet, but because this person has not been particularly consistent anyway.
Well, no, I guess not.
Maybe, because there was almost a month lapse.
Well, there's been, yeah, a lot of time goes in between us now.
Yeah.
Now that she got kicked off the Facebook.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, here, August 4th, 2017. I go, I'm here. How do you think you did me wrong? Remember she said she did me wrong?
Yeah.
She goes, I never showed care for you and love just because of what I'm facing here. I have a hot temper, but it isn't hotter than you. Please, forgive me. I am sorry that I have bombarded you with my angry outbursts. From now on, I promise to think about our relationship first. I am sorry. If you can't see the tears in my eyes, and how could I? Because she's in Nigeria and I'm here.
Yeah, it's like, and you want video chats. So, yeah, no, I can't.
If you can't see the tears in my eyes, I plead you to feel the pain in my heart. I am sorry. This is the type. This is what I need. I need more of this.
Yeah, you do. You need more schmooze. And the other person didn't schmooze, so.
She was just calling me stingy.
Yeah, I think that you have been sold. You were up on the auction block, and your teeth were fabulous.
Well, probably because I have childbearing hips.
Yeah.
And I can provide more scam victims.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Yeah, thank you. You've been working out. Anyway, August 7, 2017. At least I don't look as huge as I was on American Greed. American Greed! The show must be about that guy. That's why he's greedy. Look how much he hates. Save some at the Golden Corral for the others, stupid.
American gained.
American feed.
Yeah. American feed,
there
yeah.
You go.
American feed.
American feed.
All right, shut up, you two svelties.
No. I was talking about myself.
No, that was me.
Oh, no.
August 7, 2017. Really? Don't you have a slimming camera? Ugh.
Yeah, really. Can the camera take away 10 pounds, please?
I know
how
it's
about
basic,
20?
I know it's basic cable, but can't we do something here?
Oh, God.
August 7, 2017. I go, they are words, Jane. I want to believe you, but you hurt me so deeply. I was struggling with my health because of the pressure you put on me, and then you would say such horrible things. I felt alone. Thank goodness I had Meatloaf to get me through it all. I can... What?
I know, it's just... It's such an odd choice for your, like, musical idol.
I like Meatloaf.
No, he's not bad at all. I'm just saying that it's just so odd that... Well, everybody has their thing.
I can always count on the loaf. If we are to make it work, we need to go slowly and get to a place of mutual respect, trust, and love. It can't be a rush like last time with tests along the way. I truly believe dreams are hard to touch, and it could be I love you too much.
Ugh.
What?
Ugh.
What?
Ugh.
You would love if somebody felt for you the way fake Davin feels for Jane. You would love it if somebody had an ounce of that passion.
Oh, no, I'd be so suspicious.
No, you would. Well, yes, because you're you.
Yeah.
And how could they? But if you weren't.
Hypothetically.
Like, yeah.
Hypothetically, if you were somebody else.
Oh, if I was somebody else. Oh, it was warm the cockles of my heart.
Hey, we're on terrestrial. You can't say that word.
Cockles. Of my heart.
Oh, all right. I didn't know that. I didn't know that body part grew there. All right. She goes. She goes, I need, stupid. She goes, I knew I did all these things. That's why I'm begging you to forgive me. I love you so much, Davin.
Wow. Flowery.
Yes.
Sweetie.
I go, August 8th, I go, we can give it a try, Jane. August 10th, she goes, wow, thank you so much, dear. I love you so much.
Yeah, he got sold, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
August 12th. I go, you're welcome. What now? She goes, how have you been without me? And tell me how far things has been with you because I care. August 14th, 2017, I go, things were hard because I loved you very much, but lately I've been doing better by doing whippets and frequenting the prostitute that looks like Pearl, Meatloaf's daughter.
What do we got to do? She hasn't asked for money, so he's been sold.
Yeah, he has.
She hasn't asked for money.
The other one
she
was hitting
been,
it
she
hard.
She would have been asking for money about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
How have you been in my absence? And that's the end.
Wow.
I have not heard from Jane since August 14th.
Really?
Really.
Really?
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 Really? Oh, really?
So, I mean, she might come back, but...
I don't know. I think she's offended that you're so into Pearl.
This is Davin's Den.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, we will. Walmart having a little bit of a rough go with some stories. A lot of these stories, some of these stories happened a little while ago. I wasn't even aware of it, but yeah, we'll play it. We'll let you guys suck it all in, and we'll discuss it. That's what we'll do.
Walmart is apologizing for a photo that appears to show a display marketing guns as back-to-school items. CNN Money reports that the sign, which says, quote, own the school year like a hero, was put right on top of a full gun display. Many responded to the viral photo on Twitter, stating their dislike of the signage. One Twitter user stated, quote, this is not normal. Walmart marketing the American gun culture. Guns kill more American kids than cancer. Another person asked the following, what are you suggesting? The company spoke with CNN Money, stating that the marketing strategy was, quote, truly awful and horrible. Walmart representative Charles Croson says that they were still looking to identify the store where the display was placed. While they weren't sure that the sign had been removed, Walmart said earlier that they had found the sign and taken it down. However, Croson said that it was not true. The sign appears to be part of an ongoing superhero marketing campaign by the retailer giant that is not in any way related to guns.
Also, in the past, Walmart has apologized when a third-party vendor on their site advertised a wig cap as N-word brown, except they used the word, not the N-word.
Yeah.
In September, a Walmart store in Panama City Beach stacked up Coca-Cola bottles to make them look like World Trade Center with a message that read, "We will never forget." While the gesture aimed at commemorating the 9/11 attacks, and why not with a fizzy drink, social media users criticized the company for using the opportunity for branding. In October 2014, the store apologized for labeling a cloth category for adult plus-size Halloween outfits as fat girl costumes. I assume those had leggings.
They were oversized too, right?
All right. Do people need to relax, or does Walmart need to do better?
Walmart needs to do better because let's face it. The people that work in Walmart, it wasn't a choice between Walmart and the Jet Propulsion Lab. Okay, you got people.
Maybe
that,
they're hobbyists.
Let's take the gun display. All right, they set the display. Those people who set the display up, they just want to set the display up and go do the next thing.
Yeah.
They're not going to stand back and go look like a hero and go, what are we doing? What are we doing? They're just going
to
go.
Yeah, but there's a manager there whose job is to look at it and go, what are you doing?
And probably not a very good manager at that.
I mean, I get it.
I went to a Walmart to buy a painting. It was a little painting I wanted for my kitchen. I go in, I buy the paint. There's no price on it, right? And we're waiting online. We're waiting for, and the woman comes back, and we're waiting for the manager to come back.
Right.
And she goes, well, it's the last one. There's no price. I go, it's always going to be the last one.
Yeah.
And I go, I looked at the line, and I looked at people. I go, I'm sorry, I'm the guy. But I go, look at this. I go, write it up as a miscellaneous SKU. I'll give you $12. And think, well, I don't know about the price. I go, lady, this isn't the Louvre. I go, it's a little painting.
It's going to hang over my toilet.
Yeah.
And I made the line laugh, you know, and it's like.
Yeah, it's not the Louvre.
Joe's killing with six.
And I go, I would retail. put it under a miscellaneous SKU. I give you $12 and we all get out of here.
Yeah.
This is the not out of the box stupidity we're dealing with in this store.
And that's absolutely true. It's like, you can't problem solve this. You really can't.
You're the manager and you don't have enough common sense to go just give it to him for $12. It's the same thought that's going to take a gun display, put it under, own the school year, look like a hero. They put it up there like, okay. And the manager goes, okay. And no, and people walk in and go, what is this?
Here's the problem. There are a lot of parts of the country where, you know, guns are much more prevalent than they are here in the Northeast. It's easier to get guns. It's part of everyday life. I get that. Here's the problem, though, with this. What you're doing is you're using guns, going from a utilitarian tool, which mm-hmm. a gun is, to like some type of superhero thing like a video game. That's the problem with
but
it.
But here's the yeah. thing. I don't think this was deliberate. I think it was stupid. I think it was just stupidity and not really looking at something.
I don't know.
It's I don't want to put
myself in the mind of your average Walmart employee. So well, I don't know.
I agree with Joe. It looks like...
We should isolate that.
It looks like that it's hanging there, and from the vantage point of the picture that... with the perspective, it looks like it's right above the gun rack. But I think that it was just really problematic placement of a logo that they probably had all over the stupid
If you got those signs, because maybe there was a closed display there, or maybe school supplies for argument's sake, and they had to move it. So what they did was they said maybe it was like hunting season or something like that, and they moved the rifles in on mm-hmm. display, and they see it there, and nobody has the common sense to get that other sign out of there, or even to turn around and look and go, what are we doing? We got to move this stuff.
Yeah, this isn't good.
Or the manager to walk around and go, what, really? Really?
Yeah.
I think out of all these faux pas by Walmart,
yes.
I think the N-word brown wig was the worst.
Well, that actually wasn't their doing.
I understand that, but it was on their website.
It was on their website, so, and that was really poor.
Right. I'm saying, like, I find that one the most offensive.
Oh, it really was, and it was not even a real site. It was a faux... a website for a third-party vendor that didn't even the third-party vendor existed, but it was a fake site for them.
You know, I just kind of get to the – I kind of like – you see all these mistakes and they're constantly apologizing. I kind of get to the point and go, I don't think Walmart really cares.
How about you hire somebody as a webmaster to check this stuff?
I just don't think they care.
I don't think they do either.
Walmart's like, yeah, we're Walmart. We're fine.
Yeah.
We got cheap stuff. You'll buy it. Don't worry about us.
Yeah. You're going to go, I'm never shopping here. I'm outraged. Oreos, 5 for $20?
Yeah, right.
Right.
There's only so much stuff you can get the value dollar.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to upgrade.
You could have a cutout of Hitler holding Doritos with the double bag for $3.50. It's like, yeah, I'm old.
Is that the Charlottesville Walmart?
Yeah, right.
It's certainly not the Muncie Walmart.
I just kind of look at Walmart like, you know what? They're the Don Rickles of box stores.
Well, they're really just not smart.
No, I just think get rid of the Walmart greeter and have like an insult comic greeting everybody.
Actually,
just offending people as they walk and go, hey, you're about to go into Walmart. Let me offend you so you won't be offended at the stuff that are on display over here.
Please, they're already offending us with what they wear in there and how they behave.
I've seen hotties at the Walmart where I live.
They are the vast minority.
Well, they know I'm coming.
Let me tell you something. The Walmart by me, you walk around and go, you know what? Sometimes shaming is necessary.
Yes.
And you're the man to do it.
Yeah.
Good thing you were there.
Good thing you had that camera ready.
Major Joe reporting for insult duty. Who should I start with?
Really?
The kid with bad skin? All right, I will. All right. Anything to promote?
No.
No.
Like the hesitation, like there just might be.
No lives.
All right. Well, thank you guys for hanging out. Follow us on Twitter at Davinsden. Like us on Facebook. Go to CNBC.com and look for American Greed. See the video that we're on if you didn't catch it. We appreciate you guys. Listen, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.